morning. Good morning. If you are joining us, thank you for joining us. The topic this morning, this is kind of a threefold, right? Well, let's talk about connection. Let's talk about where you're showing up or where you're not showing up for yourself and for other people going into the end of the year and the beginning of the new year. And we'll talk about source a little bit, because source or source energy, whatever verbiage you want to use, being the author or the generator of everything, makes 100% sense to end the year and start the new year.
I love this book. Again, we've talked about it like a million times. Yeah. Her Brené Brown's definition for connection. Connection is the energy that exists between people when they feel seen, heard, and valued, when they can give and receive without judgment, and when they derive sustenance and strength from the relationship. That just sounds so warm. It's just like a freaking hug on a page. I love it.
It's a hug on a page. Oh my gosh. Seen, heard, and acknowledged. Is that what you said?
Yeah.
That's been my motto going in the last few months. I see that, and being in the trainings, that is one of the things that I intentionally want to bring to people. But I got to tell you, over the last few months, that's been like a daily thing that comes out of my mouth, or seen, heard, and make people feel significant. And I think that those are the hierarchy of needs, I think Tony Robbins has. And those are three of them. I love that. I mean, can you imagine just going into the end of the year or seeing a bunch of family or whatever your plans are going into this, or even for yourself, doing things on a daily basis where you have everybody in your space feel heard, seen, and make people feel significant, and yourself.
Then it's fun to show up, right? Like, you want to show up bigger because you are seen, you are heard, you do feel significant, important. You do feel like you are a contribution to the space, that you do matter. And so what a wonderful space to be in, where, depending on the situation, maybe there's some judgment somewhere, but like, probably not as much, you know, right, as would be, because people are actually taking the time to see you. Yeah. And this time of year, when we're connecting and even like getting cards from people, you know, like, oh my gosh, I haven't talked to them in 5 years, but they sent me a Christmas card, like, that you feel like you're seen. They like literally bothered to write my address out on a card, like just little things that keeps that connection going. And you're like, I wonder how they're doing. And then you Facebook stalk them. You know how it goes. But I love this time of year. My whole fridge is just plastered with cards from like the past 5 years. So it's like cards on cards on cards. I have to keep getting bigger magnets because I just love all of it.
That's adorable. I love this. I think I might be completely misquoting Martin Luther King.
Yeah, not many people know who he is, so it's fine.
If you don't know, maybe look him up. He's done some cool stuff in his life, you know.
Oh, Marty. Yeah. Do you think people ever called him that?
Do you think people, his friends called him Marty? Weird.
Sorry, yeah. Or were you going to say something deep? Go ahead.
No, but this is good, because I think I was going to misquote him anyway. Sorry, buddy. It's something to the effect of, if you want to be seen, you get to have other people feel seen, which speaks completely into being source, or stepping into or embodying source energy. Mm-hmm. And I don't think that a lot of people simplify it. And I know that a lot of people want to be seen, and a lot of people want attention. And it's the easiest way to get attention, and the easiest way to be known for something is to be so outward focused that that's what people associate you with. But like, authentically, because I know a lot of people who want attention or are people pleasers, and then they want that validation. That's not what we're talking about. I'm talking about like authentic connection, not feeling validated from an ego standpoint. But it's not a really hard concept. Imagine going back to if every single person that you run into for the holidays or for the end of the year. I mean, what's the day today? I don't even know. The 6th? So, you know, for the next 4 weeks, if you just put yourself on like a little challenge to get really committed, like, what experience of life are you committed to generating for yourself and the people around you? And if you do that every single day, imagine how amazing the holiday is going to be for everyone around you. And then obviously by extension, you.
Yep.
Doesn't seem like such a hard concept, does it?
And doing it again, like you said, from a heart space of outward focused. Because I also notice this time of year, and this may be a judgment or an observation, I'm open to, you know, whatever it sounds like. So many times this time of year, historically, I have seen people doing great things for others and but then also posting everything about it because they need that validation that they did it. So it's awesome that they feel good that they did it and notice in my interpretation that they are looking then to be told like, oh my God, you're an amazing person, or, oh wow, that's amazing that your kid did that. You know, so to really look this time of year where it's coming from and is doing a good thing enough for you.
Yeah. I love that you're talking about this because I think that I had a breakthrough in this a few years ago, or a reframe, because I was the same way. I would see people even on TikTok and, you know, some of these people where they go out and they do things in front of the camera to show how nice they are, how like giving they are. And I think at some point I reframed it in my mind, and I'm just going to assume, because it can just be frustrating otherwise, you know. So for just me and my piece, I just reframed it. And I'm like, you know what? I think maybe they're doing it to inspire other people to do that. It took me a while to get there because I think, again, the way society is and the way that we look at things, how sad is it that what most people, including me, get suspicious of people's motives when they're doing nice and kind things for people, you know? So
yeah,
I definitely had to reframe that because I'm like, you know, they're showing off or they're doing that because the camera's on. Would they do that if the camera was off? My overall answer to that is I'm going to choose to believe that they do that stuff even when the camera's off, because I don't like how I feel when the answer is no.
For sure. No, I love that. I love that. And thank you for that, because regardless, they intentionally went out to do some good that day. So I like that.
Yeah. Look at that. I mean, there are some influencers though. There's some YouTubers who do that stuff specifically, but it also then it becomes a win-win. I don't know this guy. It's not Mr. Beast, but it's one of those like really top influencers on YouTube where his whole deal is going out and giving out money to people. But then he gives, like, if he'll give $1,000 to some woman at Walmart or whatever to buy her groceries. And then he goes viral and he gets probably 3 or 4 fold back in, you know, because he's an influencer and he gets like that money. So, but what an amazing career that is.
Yeah,
like,
that's a great
way. If your camera's on, you know what I mean?
Like
at the end of the day, you're doing all that. I would love to do that.
Yeah.
I always say that my dream, if I like win the lottery or whatever, like my dream job would be to just like an angel investor, just sit on like, GoFundMe all day and read projects and just donate anonymously to some of these amazing creative projects that people are like struggling to get off the ground. Wouldn't that just be an amazing, that's like my retirement plan.
I love that.
Get to win the lottery first.
Right, but for sure.
Sit all day and just look at amazing people like who have awesome ideas who just don't have the money to fund it and fund them.
Yes.
How cool would that be?
Oh my gosh. So, okay, awesome. New life dream that you just spawned me. So in the future, we'll be chatting in December and be like, whoa, what a crazy year. So much happened. And then you'll see all these news bulletins, because I had to go on a big scale. In the US this year, not a single pit bull died in a shelter. It's the first year ever.
I mean, come
on. I'm just making it rain and I'm saving all of my lives.
It would just be so amazing because there are so many creative people out there and they don't have the capital to fund really amazing ideas. So I think that would be really cool.
I love it.
And clearly, if we ever do it, we'll start a YouTube channel because then we'll.
Right? Yeah.
Then the cycle of abundance will just keep growing and growing and growing.
Very exciting. It's
just crazy giving money away.
Yeah.
I'm into it.
Fun.
Into it.
Oh, wow.
So we just went on that little spiral.
Also, we were talking about, like, you know, where are you maybe hiding or not showing up fully for yourself or others and things like that.
Yeah, I just got out of a training in New York and this came up a lot. There are people who say they want to do things and then they just get in their own way. So I thought that would be fun to talk about. Where do you get in your way? What are you pretending not to know about success or the results that you're creating or not creating, right?
Yeah. And then what are the prices you're paying in your life for not showing up all the way or showing up at all? You know, does it affect relationships? Does it push back your timeline of reaching your big goals? Does it allow you to sit in your self-limiting beliefs for longer and then even maybe create new ones? Because now you feel bad for feeling bad and for not showing up or for not reaching out.
Yeah, exactly. You get to feel lonely. You get to feel depressed. You get to feel isolated, which just perpetuates not doing the thing. the people around you, what are the prices that they're paying too? They're missing out going back to connection. They're missing out being connected to you if you're hiding. And I'm sure that people make up a whole bunch of stories about that. A good question to ask yourself, you know.
And then another price that people pay, they don't get to be there. So if you're going through something, they don't then have the opportunity to support you and possibly even deepen your connection. So, yeah.
Well, I love that because, again, then that completely goes back to being outward focused. Mm-hmm. The best way to get out of your head is to be in service. If you're inward focused, the best way to get out of that is to be outward focused. And I know that it's difficult. It takes practice to want to get out of your little cave and go and contribute to humanity when you're in that space. But every single time somebody does it, they always feel better. I mean, including me too. This past year, lots of ups and downs and being in trainings and starting the hive and doing all of these things that are outward focused where I'm around other people and is completely a way to combat hiding. It doesn't feel good. It's not always easy, but it definitely is a solution.
And I know I keep bringing up, oh, this time of year, historically for me, it has been a rough time of year. And this year it's brighter. And I believe it has so much to do with the hive and with Thrive and with all the things that we've been up to as well, because we get to change the world, spread love and kindness and have people feel seen, heard and significant. And having that as a focus has just brightened everything. And so this time of year invites you / double dog dare you to, when you are feeling that you want to go inward and just curl up, realize that there are plenty of other people feeling the same way and reach out, go through your phone. I do this all the time, but I'll just scroll through my phone. I'm like, oh my gosh, I haven't talked to them in 2 weeks or 3 weeks. And I'll just check in. And yeah. 9 times out of 10, people are like, oh my gosh, thank you so much. I needed this message right now. I just needed that burst of sunshine in my day. Like, could change the whole trajectory of their day.
I love that. I think we always talk about world vision a lot, but maybe for the rest of this year, we scale it back. And because sometimes people are like, oh, world vision. Even I was like that in the beginning too. I remember the person that enrolled me into these trainings was like, what's your vision for the world? And that was such a big question. I was like, what do you mean? Like, I'm trying to just have a vision for like my household, you know, right. Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
So let's scale it back. If you take care of your household and I take care of my household and other people take care of them, like pretty soon that's a whole neighborhood. And maybe that's okay for right now. It doesn't have to be this big, daunting, overwhelming, look at the state of the world. What can I do? Maybe you can't do a lot when it comes to the Israeli conflict. Maybe you can't do anything about changing the education system in this moment or changing the political game in this moment, but you can completely, like you said, change the trajectory of one person's day by sending a text. Or if I think of a friend, if I'm at Target and I see like a t-shirt or I'm like, oh my gosh, my friend would like that, I make it a point to stop and take a picture of that t-shirt and send it to that person and be like, oh my gosh, this totally reminds me of you. I do that all the time because I get to keep my connections. Because before I was in the work of transformation, I didn't know how to keep connections. Put yourself on a challenge for the rest of the December. I'll do it.
I love it.
You know,
like a connection challenge. Ooh.
A connection challenge. Let's do it. I love it. The question to ask yourself is, what experience of life are you committed to generating for yourself and then the people around you? And then go do that.
Right? Just something fun to like disrupt the day, basically.
Yes.
Be an interruption.
Exactly. A connection challenge for the rest of December. If you're watching this on the Hive, if you're in, if you want to accept the challenge, check in with us. Let us know on a daily basis what you're doing and we'll do it too. I'll totally post about the things that happen on a daily basis that I do just to create connection with someone that maybe you wouldn't have created connection with until the end of the year. I love this. Awesome. Awesome. All right. Well, short and sweet today. All right. Well, that's all. So if you're watching on the Hive, post it in the comments. And if you are listening on the podcast, which will be next week, which will be the 13th, that's, you still get to do it. So DM me, let me know if you're in, and let's go create some joy and kindness and love on the planet, which connection, love and kindness. What else is there? Right. So anyway, that's all I have. Go out and do something amazing today just because you say so.